Hey, Rick Walton's back.
I'm here.
Walton helicopter. The Walton Insurance helicopter has just landed here at Williams Lake.
Yes, good to see you today, I tell you.
We must be honoring a teacher today, Rick.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, we are. We don't have the teacher, but we have the principal today.
We do.
Good morning.
Jamie Stanley is principal at Townsend.
Yeah, good morning.
How long?
This is my third year. But I taught at Townsend for 5 years before that.
Oh, you're a...
So I've been there for a minute.
You're a veteran.
I'm a vet. Okay. I think so, yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
I did my undergrad up in the UP at Lake Superior State. Go Lakers.
Yeah.
And then I got my master's through Central Michigan, so fire up chips.
All right. Oh, she's got it down.
I got it down.
Yeah.
I do.
It does. Well, that's... How'd you know you wanted to be a teacher?
Oh, boy. I knew I wanted to be a teacher since high school. I just loved helping kids and being with kids. And I just wanted, you know, it's cliche, but it's true. Just wanted to make a difference in kids' lives and support them and love on them. So made it my career path, and I've never looked back. I love it.
So how'd you end up in Vandercook? Is there a story there?
There's a little bit of a story. I kind of stalked the principal at the time, Aaron Bush, and Shelley Manor. I knew I wanted a smaller school district, and I knew they were a smaller school district. And I kind of emailed him directly and just said, hey, here's my resume. I'm very passionate. I really would love an opportunity to talk to you. And at the time, I lived in North Carolina. I taught down there for 7 years. And Shelley Manor called me. I was literally packing up to move to Michigan that next day. And she said, hey, can you have an interview on Friday? I said, absolutely. So I drove up through the night and made it to the interview in person. And kind of the rest is history, but we joke about it because I, you know, love Mr. Bush and love Miss Manor for giving me an opportunity. And here I am.
Good story.
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of like you being in Sheboygan or something.
I know. Gotta love up north. Yeah. Well, gotta love it.
You don't have to, but it's okay.
People who don't know.
It's Greg, okay for a while.
Greg was up there for 5 years in Sheboygan. You know,
yeah. Thanks, Rick.
Doing radio stuff. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. So we honored, you know, one of your teachers, of course.
Yep. We've got, we get to honor Kim Sweeney, who's one of our first grade teachers. And it was so exciting for me to get from Rick, you know, the, hey, one of your teachers have been nominated. What do you think? And just without hesitation, I'm like, of course, Kim Sweeney. She is a fantastic teacher. Not only is she strong in her craft, but she creates such a community and a family within her classroom. So students that go in there are always loved, always feeling a part of a family. She works very hard to create that. And students just love being in her room because she does so many active engagement things where the kids are up and moving and having fun. And that's what we want learning to be about, having fun and really just enjoying being there. So she definitely deserves this award. And we're so, so proud of her.
First grade, pretty tough.
First grade's tough. Yep. Not my thing. I've always I'm more upper elementary. I say I bless you guys. I don't know how you do it because first grade is a tough grade. There's a lot to learn, and they're very little there. So.
Yeah. I thought fifth or sixth grade would be tough because then they start to think they're mature and know something.
They're fun.
Are they?
Every grade's fun. They are, but I'm more upper elementary, so I like to have some fun with them. But first grade's great. They are. They're good kids.
When we interviewed them, recipient of the award, Kim, she you could see these kids how much they cared about her, you know, how special she was to her. I mean, it's just, that's why I always say kids need to be in school, not at home. And this teacher it wasn't just a job to her, it was a passion to her. And these kids really, I just think, probably learned so much, you know, beyond the basic school things, but life things, and from a person like this, and starting in first grade or second grade or whatever grade it is. And even Greg probably had a special teacher one time in his life, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got that one teacher, and I'm very confident that for a lot of Kim's students, it's her, because she's dynamic. She's wonderful.
Jamie, you've been in the business a long time. It's not about the job, like
it's
Rick
not.
Said. It's all passion, isn't it?
It has to be. You know, education, especially
nowadays.
They
can't pay you enough.
Well, they could try.
Well, you know what I mean.
They could try a little bit. But no, it's definitely, it's a calling. It has to be. There's so many demands, especially nowadays with the COVID and everything. It just has to be a passion to want to help kids and to move forward, because this job is very, very challenging. And not just my teachers at Vandy, but all teachers deserve immense thanks and praise, because they work so hard behind the scenes to where parents and the community don't get to see all that. But we definitely, they deserve just lots of praise and accolades for
sure.
You're
always on the clock.
We're always on the clock. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you guys at Townsend handled the COVID situation?
Very well. I mean, there were tears and some frustrations, of course, moving forward into the great unknown last year. But I'm so lucky, because our whole entire staff is just, we're one big family, and we rely on each other to support one another. If you're having a bad day or struggling, I'm going to be here to help you and provide what you need. And so I think that's what really helped us all get through last year and will help us get through this year too, because it's been an adjustment for sure. It's a challenge. I spoke with a lot of my principals this past week, and everybody's feeling the same thing, just kind of overwhelmed, kind of, you know, this year's a little bit more challenging. But, you know, as long as we work together and communicate and, you know, rely on one another to give us a hug or a high five or just somebody to vent to, that's what we need.
Yep. Were you were shut down last year, right?
We shut down for holiday break as a school, and that was it as a school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we had quite a few that were virtual or hybrid last year.
Right.
So we had a lot going on. It was a lot of kids moving last year, you know, between.
Okay. But you did have kids in classroom, too?
We did, yeah. At the end of the year, I think we only had about 20 students that were all virtual. Everybody else was back in the building, so.
So is everybody back now? Do you have virtual?
Everybody's back. Nope, we do not have an option. Everybody's back in the building now. We're at full capacity, so it's wonderful. I just love seeing all the kids and you know, seeing their faces every day. It makes me happy.
Yeah. How is your attendance? Is your attendance good? Are you up this school?
Our numbers, yesterday was count day, and our numbers are pretty close to what they were last year during fall. So, you know, we're confident that we'll gain momentum and get some darlings throughout the year and just keep plugging along.
So, Kim's been around 15 years. You know,
yeah,
she loves it.
She loves it. This was her second career choice, and she knew she always wanted to help kids, and she's just great. She's always looking to better herself and better the classroom. She's not stagnant in her craft. She is always reaching for the next, you know, best practices and the most engaging activities. And she just loves the kids, works tirelessly for them, for sure.
What does she get, Rick? A pair of Florsheim shoes?
What did she get?
Yeah.
From us?
Yeah.
We give her a check. A check.
Okay.
We give her like a credit card.
And, yeah. Gave her a gift card. And
yep. And give her that, and we give her a nice little plaque type, okay, like you have right here type thing and everything. Well, what was her first passion? You said this is her second.
Oh, now I have to remember. I want to say marketing.
Well, she just want to be a marketing type person.
Well, now I forget. She's gonna be mad at me. I can't remember, but I knew this was her second career, and that kids had her heart. So
yeah. Is she a Jackson person too, you know?
I believe she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she did too. I thought she said that she grew up here and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's a it's nice to see these, you know, it's nice to honor these teachers, and I mean, the different schools have their different personalities as such, you know, I guess, characteristics, whatever, and it's just nice to see these different teachers out there, and I'm sure you've got a lot of great teachers, and there's so many great teachers in this area that we have, but and these children need so much. We got these two kids behind us now, has a big presentation today.
Yeah. Both my kids were more honored to have Miss Sweeney, so
they were
excited. Yeah, they both had Miss Sweeney as a
was she a good teacher?
As kids.
Oh yeah, they're both shaking their head.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really
they
cool.
Love her. Yeah.
When I said to him today, are you looking forward to going to school? And he said, not so much. So but she said with enthusiasm she was a good teacher. I mean, that's really really special.
Yeah, she's one of a kind for sure. We have a lot of amazing teachers, but she's pretty wonderful.
Jamie, thanks for coming out.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, and congratulations to Kim Sweeney.
Yes.
Yep.
The Walton Teacher of the Month.